Congressman Hunter, the Federal Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality recently reported that both Latinos and blacks receive significantly worse, in their words, medical care than whites in the United States. One out of three Hispanics, one out of five black Americans is uninsured. Hispanics are 2.5 times as likely as a non-Hispanic white American to be uninsured. One of three Hispanics hasn't been to the doctor in more than a year. And as has already been mentioned, diabetes, asthma, hypertension are untreated or undertreated in communities across America. What does your health care plan contain to address some of these disparities in access to care and access to quality health care?
Well, Ray, the first thing I'd say is as a guy who practiced law in the barrio and took lots of cases, and anybody who couldn't pay didn't have to pay, as people came into my office down there in the barrio and the waterfront in San Diego, I didn't separate them out. So I'm not going to separate them out now, and I'm going to talk about how I think we can have affordable health care. First thing you got to have is the ability to buy your health care insurance across state lines. And right now, nobody in the United States can do that. And that means that the same policy that costs $70 a month in Long Beach, California, costs $343 a month in New Jersey, but the New Jersey policyholder can't change policies and buy the policy in California. So we got to change that. Secondly, I think we bring back the family doctor. And I think one way you bring back the family doctor is by taking away massive malpractice burdens, these massive insurance premiums that we place on people. And finally, Ray, let's try a little freedom. How about if we said in the tax code that if a doc will be a family doc in the barrio, in the community, and he will do office visits for $30 or $40 a visit, he doesn't have to pay taxes on that. He doesn't have to have three accountants.
Congressman Hunter.
He doesn't have to do all those things.
Thank you, sir.
Bring back the family doctor.
Thank you. Ambassador Keys.
Well, I think it's two things are important very briefly. First, before I would think about bringing back the family doctor, particularly where the black community is concerned, it might be helpful to bring back the family. And that would mean that you are going to do what is necessary to support married couples, to encourage marriage, to encourage the rearing of children in the context of a two-parent household. Not because one is disparaging one-parent households, but because the statistics show that people are more likely to sustain their education, to be in better health, both mentally and physically, if they are raised in that environment. That's step number one, and I think it's vitally important. The second step is, we all know that in America these days, your ability to have access to health care depends on what, primarily? Your job and whether or not you're able to get that insurance at your job. So the first thing we need to take care of is to make sure that in areas where black folks and Hispanics and others are living, you are encouraging the kind of entrepreneurship will create jobs in those areas
you,
to
sir.
Give people
Governor,
that foundation of health care access.
Governor Huckabee.
The first problem with our current health care system is that it's upside down. It focuses on intervention. We wait till people are catastrophically ill, and then we spend enormous amounts of money trying to fix them. We need to be putting the money on the preventive side. Prevention is a lot less expensive than is intervention. The second thing, there has to be ownership of the individual consumer. As long as the government, the employer, as long as the doctor is in charge of your health care and you have no idea what it costs and you have no idea what they're doing and you don't control it, we're never going to get the system fixed. And the third thing that has to happen is that we have portable medical records so that your health care records go with you. They don't stay to your doctor. You shouldn't have to ask permission to see the records of your own body. Those are your records. They don't belong to anybody else. And the policies that we can put in place have to start with individuals buying in not only on insurance, but buying in on health, their own personal to start with.
Thank you. Congressman Paul.
We've had managed care in this country since the early 70s, and it hasn't worked well. It's very, very expensive, and it's the fault that we changed our ERISA law and our tax laws that created this corporatism that runs medicine. Wall Street rakes off the profits, the patients are unhappy, the doctors are unhappy, and it's a monopoly now. Who lobbies us in Washington? The drug companies and the HMOs, they come, and now what is the cry for? Socialized medicine. That's not the answer. We need to get the government out of the way. Inflation hits the middle class and the poor the most. Those are the people who are losing it. It's just not minorities, anybody poor, because inflation wipes out the middle class, and we have to deal with that. If you have a product that's not dealt with by government, prices go down when you have modern technology. In medicine, with all this technology, prices still go up, but that's because the government is involved. We don't have enough competition. There's a doctor monopoly out there. We need alternative health care freely available to the people. They ought to be able to make their own choices and not controlled by the FDA, preventing them to use some of the medications.
Thank you, sir. Senator Brownback.
Race, it's a serious question. It's an important one. I've been in my state and communities and in places experiencing what exactly you're talking about, not on a personal basis, but seeing individuals that are having to go to a community health center at the last minute after the disease has already really grown and pronounced itself, and they hesitate because they don't have insurance coverage or they don't have the money to be able to do this. This is a real problem. It's real people that are involved in this type of situation. I think the question you have to ask is, which is the best way to go then? Do you do it with more government or do you do it with more markets? Because these are real people experiencing this. And I pick more markets and real markets with it, because I have not seen in this country ever, when the government enters into something on a bigger basis, do we get higher quality service or more of it? We don't. It doesn't work that way. So I really, and one thing that hasn't been talked about up here is health savings accounts. We need to expand that so people can save money, tax exempt, from their work, their workers putting, or the employers putting that in, so they can have some money for their health care coverage.
Thank you, Senator Brownback. Congressman Tancredo?
Yeah. The most important thing to remember about your health care is it's your health care. You have a personal responsibility here. Every single person does, to do everything they can to stay healthy. Most of the things that happen to us are lifestyle problems, and really, I mean, there are things that we do to ourselves that cause us to then have to access the health care industry. We have to first look to ourselves individually. And again, a kind of a scary thing again to say, but you know, individual responsibility does work also in healthcare. And yes, I believe, by the way, in the expansion of health savings accounts, because it does put you in the connection. It's you and you're the consumer, and the doctor, and there's nobody in between, and that's good. Also, believe, by the way, that you should be able to get your drugs from any place that, in fact, it's cheaper to get drugs. If it's cheaper to get drugs in Canada, get drugs from Canada. It's okay with me. We shouldn't be blocking that. Again, individual freedom, expand into individual freedom, and take some individual responsibility for your own health care.
Thank you very much.